So everyone's going to have to cut back, including businesses. But what if your business is green grass? There are more than 900 golf courses in California. Craig Kessler is director of governmental affairs at the Southern California Golf Association. And Craig, you say your industry has already been conserving, spending millions on water-saving equipment, educating agronomists who work with soil, working with water supply agencies.
I'd like to say that the green item that compelled us was our love of the environment, but it was initially our love of the bottom line. The price of water has been rising for a long, long time, and we understand that's only going to accelerate. And then in recent years, we've had a visceral understanding that by the year 2020, our water footprint needed to be reduced by 20%. So we're in position. There are probably 30 to 50 golf courses in Southern California, either in the planning stages or the execution stage of turf reductions, taking their irrigation systems, which now hit maybe 110 acres of turf, and reducing it to 75, 80, 85 acres, working with native species, also making sure that their irrigation systems are maximally efficient, making sure that their staffs understand how to squeeze every advantage out of every last drop of water. And we've also been educating golfers to recognize that when you're in a Mediterranean climate, which is the most of Southern California, or a desert climate, the golf courses you play are not going to look like Ohio in June. They're going to look a little bit more seasonal. They may look a little lush and green in the spring, and they may look a little browned out firm, very firm and fast in the autumn. And that's probably an ethic we'll get back to, which, by the way, is the ethic of the origin of the game in Great Britain, which is a game very much played in nature. And we got away from that a little bit.
Well, what do you say to people who say, yes, you've cut back, but why should we be watering golf grass at all? Now, NPR reported that in Palm Springs, 57 courses use about 1 million gallons of water a day. That's the same as 2,500 families of four. Audubon International says that statewide, all those courses, over 900, use as much water as 2.8 million people. I'm going to read you a little bit from, I'm sure you've seen comments like this. It's a blog from Charles Davis, who writes for Vice. He says, the point isn't to crack down on people washing their stupid cars, he writes. It would be closing down things like golf courses when more than half the state is categorized as suffering the most severe form of drought. Old, rich, white men should not be driving little carts around on beautifully manicured green lawns in the middle of a expletive desert. There are people who are angry when they drive by and see green grass on golf courses.
Oh, I hear from many of them, and I understand what you're saying. But I would point out a few facts. Less than 1% of the potable water consumed in the state of California is consumed by golf courses, and that's a number that goes down every year. In that desert has an aquifer beneath it, which is not really suffering the same kinds of overdraft that the Central Valley or some of the areas of the Central Coast in California have been suffering. And you can close a $13.3 billion industry in California. But let me suggest, if you were to apply that standard to everything that fits the same category, you would be closing parks, you would be closing ball fields, you would in essence be closing cemeteries. I'm not sure how you close a cemetery. That's an interesting proposition. So golf makes for a cheap and easy target, as does sometimes agriculture, which consumes 80% of the water that's consumed in California.
Yeah, but agriculture serves everybody, whereas golf,
yes,
is seen as being, you know, an elite sport and a sport and entertainment. It's not like food that sustains you. And by the way, I come from a golf, you know, others in my family adored golf, but it's a luxury.
And so is everyone's front lawn a luxury. And so there will always be those. And by the way, we don't find them in the normative environmental community, and we certainly don't find them among water districts that recognize that golf is probably the most efficient irrigator of the turf-dependent businesses. But we do tend to find them in persons that maybe aren't part of the normative environmental community and are taking advantage of perhaps a crisis to share some of their long-held, deeply-seated prejudices with the rest of us.
So you think that, as you say, golf's an easy target because of people's prejudices? It has nothing to do with the water?
Well, you described the game as an elite white game.
I didn't. Charles
you to come
did.
Out. Okay, Charles did. Well, I'd like to bring Charles out to the bulk of the golf courses in the state. Yes, there are golf courses that cater to the rich, but the bulk of golf in California actually is public golf and municipal golf. And when you go out there, they're filled with people who are teachers and bricklayers and government workers and very ordinary persons.
That's Craig Kessler, Director of Governmental Affairs at the Southern California Golf Association. Craig, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, golfers, what do you think about brown greens? And Craig said much of the water used on California courses isn't potable or drinkable, but homeowners, would you still rather see it on your lawn? Wait, this is so fascinating. As California wrestles with this, we'd love to hear from you at hereandnow.org.